땡김을 해라 땡김을 해라 내 맘마 레바 우뚜레 레바 우뚜레
레바 우뚜레 레바 우뚜레
레바 우뚜레 내 맘마 게레 땡김을 해라 땡김을 해라
땡김을 해라 레고 땡김을 해라
땡김을 해라.
And today, if you hear another wonderful voice, not the usual third voice, but a different one. We need better things. So yes, we have a wonderful guest in studio with us today. The name is Mr. Duncan Mogwe.
Yes.
That's right.
That's it.
Duncan Mogwe from... what's it, Duncan's?
Signature.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, my bad. Anyway, so yes, Duncan's Signature is a company that works with outdoor spaces, creating everything from playgrounds to decks. So anytime you have an outdoor space, outdoor gyms, the canopies,
the carports,
there we go. So we're working with wood, we're working with metal, we're making use of outdoor spaces to make them functional and useful. But the reason we have Duncan with us here today, we work playgrounds and children and how we can best stimulate children to facilitate their development through the use of this outdoor space. So they shouldn't spend the whole time inside. We must also take a decision to say, let them go play. Let me work with on my own fitness. That thing, when it goes under the couch, it's a warning sign. So here we are. Mr. Mogwe, please let us know a little bit about yourself and how you started into this space of working with outdoor spaces and creating such wonderful, structures for our children to play.
Thank you, Mr. Molevi. Thank you, Prince. Dumela Moretsi kwa gae. Like Mr. Molevi have already said, my name is Duncan Mogwe from the Duncan Signature. The Duncan Signature actually started back in, I'll say, officially in 2022. But the journey started in around 2019. Why? Because... I felt the need to take my children out of spending so much time on TV with gadgets and all that. So I decided, okay, I need to create something outdoor, something that they could play and just take their minds off from just watching TV and play with gadgets. Mm-hmm. So I thought, what can I do? Then the jungle gym came to my mind. By then, I didn't really have an idea of how to do it. So I tried to find someone who could do it for me, but it was a bit difficult to find someone locally. Then I decided, okay, I think I've started a bit of D&T at school, so I could create something.
Yeah.
That's when I started researching about jungle gyms, and I thought, okay, let me do one at my house. But then time wasn't really on my side because, you know, work, because I do other businesses as well. I delayed for a bit. Then came COVID. That's when I said, okay, now...
You have all the time in the world.
I have all the time.
And not all the time at the same time.
Yeah. But not all the time at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's when I started doing the jungle gym at the backyard of my house for my kids. Then I posted a COVID project on my Facebook, and there was a competition by Ian Dickey, Ian Dickey Botswana. they had, they were saying, what are you doing during COVID? Show us. So I shared my project, and actually I won a prize for it.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So then everyone was interested to say, no, you need to come do a jungle gym for us. Then I realized, you know what, I need to look more into this. Then I realized there's a need, even in schools, even in just our communities, to say, you know, our play areas are not enough. We need to do something about it.
I love this, man. So that's such a good
that's
story.
That's how it started with the jungle gyms. With other projects, those are, I think I'll share with some other day.
Okay,
unless
okay.
You have enough time.
So here's my question. So your kids have a jungle gym in their own yard, Kulapi?
Definitely.
Am I too old to be adopted? That's a childhood, when I was a child, that's what I wanted, man. Think about the jungle gym.
You're never too old, because you know, a jungle gym, if you know obstacle challenges that you always do in your community spaces, in your team buildings, jungle gym, actually it's a small part of that.
Okay, so it's like a smaller version of
that. It's a smaller version of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a obstacle challenge for kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but if you adopt me, will you build one that's my size?
I have one that can accommodate.
Oh, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. So I don't need a lot. As long as there's internet,
the internet,
No. Go research what to do on the jungle gym. Come on.
Okay.
Come on, Prince.
I needed clarity.
Yeah, because I also do a bit of exercises on my outdoor space, you know.
I can tell. This is a very fit man for you at home, just so you know.
Thank you.
Hey, so my
we shall be kind enough to share the imagery more paging yeah station.
Okay.
And just for me, I think because I've known D for quite a bit. When COVID happened, we locked down and you really can't do much. You know, following the process or following the project, however long it took, was, you know, what kept me entertained, was what kept me intrigued by what he was bringing to life.
So no more talk about the internet.
Well, if you really have that much time in your hands and there's not really much happening.
Yeah.
The only thing that, because I'm a bit particular on the type of following or the type of people that I follow. I choose to follow.
Yes, that's
you know what I mean. I need to be learning something from you. I need to be getting inspired by something that you do. So he's one person who when he shared a video, or rather a post, are you going to mix there?
Okay.
Because he used to be a huge or a part of a huge group called Groovy Souls.
Okay.
So he's a man of
many talents.
Plenty talents. I'm saying this to say, say long kore hongwe re ka gore re se lemotse ka ba re se sedimo se ka thulaganyo yena kore the last sitting la bora rona re tswa mo go ene a ne re bua le moitsanape o na a bua ka botlhokwa a ja gore bana ba rona ba fela ba tsena ke malwetse a ile long kore ga a tshelwane malwetse a ile long kore gongwe a fela a tsalwa ke tsone the life style choices still gore tsela re di dira me gare ngoka ka pare rotoetsa bana gore ba tswe ba tsene mo go tsone di gym tse re buang ka tsone tsena. What are we putting out there to entice them? What are we putting out there to give them reason to be excited to be outside? So that's what I would like for us to, maybe speak to guardians, speak to the importance of having these structures. Modi kolong yaga starta lusite, modi backyarding yaga starta lusite. Kikona kore bana banele enough reason to leave their gadgets, alone and, be more than happy to step outside and have just as much fun in the outdoors.
So, in short, you're saying, how are we making it attractive for kids?
Era.
Where we don't have to kick them out the house and they say, oh, we don't know what to do. Where they're saying, Papa, Mama, I want to go outside.
Yeah.
Or teacher, I want to go outside. I want to go and do these things. So, when it comes to that big question is, yes, there's health and wellness that comes from being outside and being active. What else are the benefits of having these fun play structures for children? What are the benefits for the kids?
Okay, excuse me. Other benefits are, as you know, jungle gyms are more physical. So there are so many health benefits that comes with it. Mental benefits, physical benefits. And also, as you know, jungle gyms give you, sometimes it's, I might call it limited chance to use when kids are many.
Yeah.
So that teaches them to be patient and to be able to learn sharing skills.
Yes. Yeah.
So, okay, I go on a swing. I'm going to swim for so many minutes. Then I'm going to move for the other one.
Yeah.
Then I'll move to another activity.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of benefits that comes with it. It teaches them how to socialize.
Yes.
You know, because sometimes you want to go up the jungle gym and you don't know how to do it. The other kid is going to help you.
Yes, yes.
So in that way, you socialize and you learn how to work together.
Yes, that's beautiful.
Yeah. It teaches you teamwork.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's so many of them.
I watched a podcast, I think sometime last week. And this gentleman is he's an author. He's a speaker. He's an author. And he was saying he was a part of, you know, a setup. And, you know, someone in the audience walked up to him and said to him, kindly teach me how to make friends.
Oh, man.
Right. So you need to appreciate that learning how to say, can I go after you, you know, in a jungle gym when you are growing up. That teaches you how to befriend, you know, the next person.
Yeah.
That teaches you how to, like he's saying, how to work together with the next person.
Yeah.
If I'm struggling with something, you know, on the playground, and you were a bit more, you know, eloquent in that regard, I'm able to say, hey, but how were you able to do that?
Exactly.
And, you
how
know,
did you use the monkey bars? How did you swing like that?
That's it.
You know what I mean?
That's it.
That's my
question.
So
you're developing, you know, that through play.
Yeah.
And we're saying, kore, hangwa nanti hapilaka a screen. Asabu yulusone. You know, whatever, you know, gadget that they could be playing with.
Mm.
It doesn't quite develop them in other areas. Mm. Yes, they might be amazing, you know, more FIFA. Yes, they might be amazing, more gaming, but the life skills, for you to then say to the next person, this is what I need. These are my expectations.
Yeah.
When I'm friends with you, when I'm your partner, there you go.
Yeah.
And you know, Prince, as you say, what became more interesting to me was to realize, because with the jungle gyms, I came to travel a lot around the country.
Yes.
Okay.
In
You should follow this, man.
I'm going to, because you said you only follow people who add value to life. So I'm saying, I'm missing out on some value here.
And you need to be adopted.
That's right. And I need to be adopted. So I'm going to like every page for the next thing. And then I'm going to have a jungle gym. There's a jungle.
Yeah. You know, in the deepest of the remote areas, because you find that they don't have access to such.
Yes.
You know?
Okay.
They don't have jungle gyms at all. Nothing. It's dry. So it was interesting when we're doing those projects. You hear teachers say, "I don't want to go to school."
Oh, wow.
You
know? They're looking forward to
play the next day. They look forward to interact with their friends while they play.
Wow.
They look forward to learn how we're doing this. How do you do this? And all that. So it's quite interesting, man.
It is.
I'm glad we're not videoing today, because I would have almost shed a tear.
Man, you spoke too soon.
Let me make a mean mug. It's funny you say that. One of the original names for this project was actually Jungle Gym.
Yeah.
Which is the idea that the world is your gym.
Yeah.
You can always go out and do something.
Nice.
But, you know, it just wasn't unique enough. So we workshopped.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, you hear, who's evening, this? Who's guy? This ghost in the show? This additional voice is coming up out of nowhere. Hey, you learned how to use a jungle gym.
School sports di e kare tsholohelo ke gore a di tla busetswa Mr. D. Di ya go fella di thusa jang a gone gore a gongwe re bone go tokagala botsogo ja bana re bone a gongwe bana ba simolla gore ba ska bana ba tsabelolwa ke malwetseng yana ka gone gore the more active the more out there ba khona gore ba develop other life skills ga bantse ba le ba itshidila ka tsela ntseng yalo.
Yeah, you know, school sports is very important, Prince, and we need it. It's, I think it was very sad that it had to stop for whatever reasons that they brought forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as you know, sport on its own, it is a kabutsu khwayala thata. And in a le development, it didn't mo bane. They don't do well in class as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sport, you find that they do well with this other curricular activities. So I believe it's important for it to come back.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
So what can the communities really do in terms of developing this culture, the playground? What type of things would you like to see us do as communities, as people, as active members of society?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think let me again say to me, jungle gyms are not such a new thing, because I remember when I grew up there were parks, even though they were not enough. Now on a lady public park, say Longhoritala, na lady swingy, even though we could say the swings were more for the older days and all that, and not so attractive than the ones we have now or the ones we're making now.
Okay,
so I believe we should continue that culture. Yeah, we introduce a park or more parks, even if we can break them down into smaller parks in our small communities. Every support a little quality, especially quality, the quality. I'm mostly concerned with schools which are deep in the rural areas.
Yes,
yeah. You find that it's not nice whatsoever. Go tell a lot, they've got no clue where such a thing exists.
Mm.
You know? So I believe our communities can help. By introduce the gym, the mode colons are born because Ronald Colos a lower retailer, the support like about VDC.
Yeah,
yeah. I think if they can get much support, Horonelli the play area, because kids need to play. Yeah, like they say, too much play, too much work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Mm.
So,
and dull doesn't mean boring, it means, it means not sharp,
you know? Yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly.
It.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, so we need our communities for this support. They also need to call it the more. Such play areas.
So,
and I like the fact that I like the fact that you brought in the element your communities. Kare khangwele gape o ta fitela gongwe re emetse gore a buitsoko a tsholetseletso go hale a re nna ke ta kgona go dira yana le yana le yana le yana yana me se leng gore gongwe re tshwantse re selemoge ke gone gore ga re kopanya megopolo re le babedi re le bararo o ta fitela le gore la re sena ditamelo tsa gore re ka dira in the immediate ditlhaloganyo ga dintsi di bereka la ka ntshana mosepele la o tsweledisa e be ditamelo gongwe di ta ko morago batho ba lemogile gore mme batho ba kgaolo ele ba itikile go tswa ga go fitlhelela ga gongwe rona re le kompone ya bolebelebe re ka batswa mosepele re ba thusa ka selese. But if we sit and wait for a miracle to happen, gongwe ke sone se e leng gore se felela gongwe se re tshwara matsogo gongwe ebile se felela se re bofa le tsone ditlhaloganyo ebile ke tatsa ntlha ya ga di ga bua ka dikgaolo tse e leng gore a gongwe ka re dikgakala thata le ditlamelo gore bana gangwe le gape ga re ba kaya e le batho ba e leng gore ba itega tsebe mothofo ke gone gore o tla fitlhela go sena dilo tse e leng gore a gongwe di a ba ngoka kapa di a ba tshwara gore because rona a re tshameka e ne re ga o tsena ko lapeng maitseboa o bo o lapile, the only thing you want to do is to eat
and sleep.
Freshen up and go to bed.
No, freshen up we didn't want to do. We were fast. O tapile. Yes, no.
I don't want him out.
You almost are tired. Anyway, yes.
Yeah.
You were tired. You had to eat. Bath.
away
and go to sleep.
Yeah, I don't want to do homework.
Hey. And homework, no homework. I can read a play before I go to
sleep. Yeah, no. How one are na lena ko inti mo matohong e bere fellar lekele tadi lote di ngote na ke kono kore homework ha kona di lote ilong kore di kona kore di rinse mo mi bileng di rinse mo di turonte ilong kore kadi asiama e bere kopa na lebale kanabaro na ari itili la mebele re fellar re kodi sa di taloganyo re kodi sa mebele kahai ilong kore sonsore in nekating.
That's it.
And just to ask Mr. D. Hagor, how lebella this concept yone ya Jungle Gym kana dimi huta di parologanyo rena tse le gore they are super intricate, they are complex, be gona le the more basic ones. And how do we work at the community? You know, one thought that comes to my mind ke gore how do we adopt the simple Jungle Gym models gona gore the communities can self maintain?
Yes,
because kana nako engwe the challenge ka ditsompelo ke gona gore kana ha go senyega ra ya mare hey what are my mechanics to go back
you know the well all these things that
like there's a park I live next to where slide sa litsipia thing itelo ke letsatsi anong ile bile go sele.
Okay,
and re ile bile hela ra renya ba tata go baakanya beng ba
tsone. Who's they?
Right, but what can say?
No, but you see, this is where and this is where it gets me,
and that's why I'm bringing up this concept of the more streamlined designs.
Yes.
Where I know, oh, kiri bi chokong kata kere kinya, taka tana habi last world, kere kele planka, kete kiti inyi, banabatamik.
You know, I really hear you on that. Like, what makes a well-designed jungle gym? And that would be the follow-up question. But I just want to jump in here because we're still in the community aspect of our discussion. And the first thing we need to say is, just like Prince said, Rona, as individuals, as people, as communities, we need to put our hands up and say, we are going to own this thing and make something for our children.
Yeah.
Those children belong to us.
Yeah. Mm.
By the end of the day, you know, our structures, sacramente and so on and so forth, they are always changing. The people responsible are always changing. Those children will always belong to that community, always. Yes. So we need to say, let's get up and do it. Number two, when we say this belongs to us, it means we maintain it.
Yeah.
So that when something goes wrong, we don't sit and wait for somebody to come and fix it. We say, our park is, our jungle gym needs fixing. Our slide needs fixing.
Yeah.
So let's take ownership of our responsibility, take ownership of our opportunity.
Yeah. Mm.
And as Prince was saying, any two minds together can make great things. Have you talked to Ryan? Where any two come together, yeah, wabon.
Yeah.
Right. So, let's do that thing. We can't just be responsible for our own bodies and our own minds, but those of the community, the people we're with. Right.
So,
my bad. Let me get off my stage now. So the question then is, what makes a good jungle gym? That's for you. I'm just jumping on your question. Okay. Is that okay? What makes a good jungle gym?
Okay. I like the fact that you brought that question. If you realize what we are doing, like for those who have followed us, you realize that our jungle gym, we don't do metal jungle gyms at all.
Okay.
We specialize on wood and plastic. Mm-hmm. Why? Solely because it's easier to maintain.
Mm.
It's easier for, like he said, to cut and build us well. Do a regular home, what our place, I'm on the welder.
Yes,
because I don't know how far our councils are, but I know in schools completely they don't want metal jungle gyms anymore.
Okay,
they're being discontinued. Mm. I don't know how far they are with our parks, but in schools they don't want.
Why is that? Because I remember Burning Boy on that metal slide.
Like you had to cool that thing with your boy, with your own body.
Bro! Bro!
Like you were saying, you can imagine our heat here.
Yeah.
Temperatures here.
I was burning on that metal slide. Boy.
So, metal jungle gyms are not safe in the sense that when a metal gets broken, it becomes very dangerous. Something that's welded at some point is gonna break. At some point is gonna catch rust.
Yeah.
So that they don't want anymore for security reasons.
Yeah.
All right. And I think the other one, Kionia, it's hard to maintain metal stuff.
Okay, okay. Okay. And then natural elements, like the, our ghost in the shell was saying.
And I'm happy to hear you specialize in wood.
Yes.
You know, and you know, this idea of self-maintenance, right, that the community can say, oh, no, you know, because those types of approaches, sustainability is important in that sense,
yeah.
Right? Because you also want, so Khasa to teach a man to fish, feed him, yeah, for a lifetime, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you want to teach people to say, nyami, lahara tsamaile ka khona gore yo tselentse le dibakanye, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think it's very commendable that you have taken that approach, ya wood.
Yeah.
So that it's very easy for communities to fix, and it's also low cost.
Yes.
You know, for them as awesome. Well.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Now I might be putting you on the spot. Do you, when you go out to areas that are hard to get to,
yeah,
to build, do you use local manpower?
A lot.
I like that.
A lot.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot. And I always like it, even guys, when you get in a certain community, then a guy just comes and say, guys,
how can I
help?
Help
you here?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Le dijo tsa teng wa di poster gore ke rekile dijo ko lebenkeleng la bolebelebe. Ke rekile dijo mo mmeng o apayang ha tseleng ye.
I need to follow this man.
Hey, no.
I remember.
Yeah, no. I'm definitely following you, Duncan.
When in Khansi, we're doing some project for police. The ground there was too hard.
Okay.
It was all rocky and all that. Then two guys just passed and said, hey, peace job. And I said, oh, no, come. Because we thought, this is just a small project. We're just going to, they
don't plan.
The two guys came. We agreed on an amount, started working. They said, no, we're just going to help you dig. We ended up making the whole project with those guys.
All right.
Yeah. And those guys were happy. Mm. They say, you know what? We can do this. So I said, rock on, my man.
Yeah. That's the way to do it.
And that's beautiful that you're not gatekeeping this work.
Yeah.
No. Because kinda, the unfortunate consequence of capitalism is that, you know, everyone is protective of their thing. When there's a lot of us doing the work, the community is better off.
Yeah.
So if the community is at the top of who you are serving, then the bottom line becomes something that you don't concern yourself with.
That's right.
And like I said, gentlemen, na ta ke le boleleng ha gape ke tsa hore lona ka bobedi se seng ke le ka la bolela di tsala tsa mi ke di khata ka mabaka one ao. I am very selective. I'm very particular with the type of energy that I allow into my space.
The focus today was mostly on jungle gyms and children, but let me say, we don't only serve children or jungle gyms, we also serve Baholo with your outdoor spaces. Modi community, we do your outdoor gym equipment. So those ones how re batala tsone re ka go di direla in your homes re khona go irela tsone di carpote your decks jungle gyms just landscaping in general.
Nice.
So how about that, you can follow us ko page ya rona mo Facebook ke one the Duncan Signature. More on TikTok is the Duncan's. Then our contact number is 77 488 009.
Ka kopa gore o boeletse gape nomoro eo.
77 488 009.
All right, I wrote it down. Is
that? Dee, thank you very much for gracing us with your presence. If we don't lock it down today, if we get this window, Ari, he's in town. Chances are utaba le ko matubudukwane a tso ko matubudukwane a ba ya ko zwa nshambe and him coming back to sit and share this le mongwe o ile ngore ke dumela gore ga no ready tse you are inspired to get up and do something say ile ngore sa go tokagatsa wena sa go tokagatsa bana ba ile ngore ra ba godisa ibile re eletsa gore isa go a bone e tokagale re mapanyane Bitsoko lona a lona mafoko a go laela ke afe.
Yes, we talk.
Na mafoko a go laela ke gone gore ba ga etso fitness for our children is important. A re tsentsi ka gone gore ha go ka senyega ba sentse ba le bannyane tota go baakanya go sekolo go pele ya go nna mathata. So let's be early on the ball when it comes to the fitness of children.
Lord Jale Salimese.
Yes, sir.
No, I mean, and for me, I'm inspired. So thank you. It's been a real pleasure having you and meeting you. So thank you for that. I want to know how we can support you and work to have you working more in getting fitness and wellness out there to the people. As you said, not just for kids, but for grown-ups as well. And wellness is about, you know, it's everything. And we need kids for things to, I mean, we need things for kids to do that don't cost money. You know what I'm saying? So I'd love to see it. I'm really grateful for it. For you at home, please, if you have questions or if you'd like to reach out to Greater Than Fitness and join the movement, please hit us up at Greater Than Fitness. That's GR8R Than Fitness on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the threads. We're on them all. Or you can hit us up on our WhatsApp channel. That's also at Greater Than Fitness, GR8R Than Fitness. Website, gr8r.fit. And finally, on our WhatsApp number, that's 75794535. I have that down, 75794535. Thank you for listening.
Fantastic. Greater Than Fitness returning to you next Wednesday, same place, same dial. Look up for something. Tangi morena,
tangi morena,
tangi morena.